Every morning lean thine arms awhile upon the windowsill of heaven, and gaze upon thy Lord. Then with a vision in thy heart, turn strong to meet thy day. And let's do that this morning. And it's a privilege for me to share these 30 minutes devotionally with you. David said in Psalm 143, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." That one single verse says so much. It says, "Lord, help me first thing in the morning to hear your loving kindness. Before I hear anything else, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. And then, Lord, as I hear you talking to me, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Because I lift up my soul to you. I open the eyes of my soul and focus them toward you, Lord. Now cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." You know, there is so much confusion in this world. This voice is screaming out directions in this area, another in another area, and everybody claims to have the answers. There is only one who has the answer, and he's the one who said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Let's be listening to him. And this morning, as we lean our arms upon heaven's windowsill and gaze into the face of our Savior, may we hear his loving kindness first thing in the morning. And may he cause us to know the way wherein we should walk. And then as we're traveling toward Zion, may we never quit or give up or grow discouraged, but keep on keeping on until the day that we shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Keep traveling on as the Lord causes you to know the way where you should walk. By and by. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. These are the changes that God wants to work in our hearts and lives by His grace and mercy and power. And He says, come, let us reason together. Let us talk about it. Let's examine it. And though your sins be as scarlet, if you come to me, the Lord says, they shall be as white as snow. The Lord does want to change our hearts. You know, where there's hatred, to impart His love. Where there is the spirit of unforgiveness, to give us that spirit of tenderness and meekness and love and gentleness and forgiveness. Where there are those bad, nasty habits that cast their chains about us, the Lord would want to set us free, change us. We don't have to continue in our bondages, in our defeat. We can live in victory. That's the message of the Scripture. As you read your Bible, you come to understand that we can live in victory, not defeat. Even though the devil is mighty, and our adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, and even though everything around us is against the child of God, against the Christian, against that is pure and holy and good and clean, everything around us is against that. But even so, through the power of Christ, you and I can live overcoming, happy, victorious Christian lives. The Lord wants to change us. And this is done not mind over matter, and not just thinking on the positive side, and not just by saying, I think I can, I think I can, I believe I can do it. Because the prophet Jeremiah tells us that the leopard cannot change its spots, neither the Ethiopian the color of his skin, neither can you who are accustomed to do evil suddenly turn around and start being good. We can't do it. We can't change our own hearts. It becomes a miracle of God's love and grace. And when we come to Jesus and we say, Lord, here I am with all my sins, all my habits, all the grudges and hatred and unforgiveness in my heart and soul. Lord, forgive me and change me. Lord, change me. Let us come and reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Do you want the Lord to make you as white as snow? I do. How often do I pray David's prayer? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Or his other prayer, when he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I really and truly, even though I stumble and falter often, I really and truly want my heart to be right with God in every area of my life. Don't you? Every true Christian wants that. It's only the hypocrite, the phony, the make-believe, who can do things that are wrong and condone it, and still go to church and yet live in sin and not feel bad about it. That's a hypocrite. But a true Christian, even though he or she often stumbles and falls, and how many times we come back to the mercy seat and the throne of grace and say, Lord, I have stumbled again. Please forgive me. But his heart is bent toward pleasing God. And if we fail and stumble, we can't wait to get up and brush the dust off and keep walking the straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. That's what we want. And I want the Lord to change me, don't you? For the better. To make us stronger as we grow in knowledge and in grace and in our walk with God, pleasing God more and more day by day. Janet Paschal sings a beautiful song that gives a testimony, I am changed. I want you to listen to the words of it. I am changed. And as you listen to it, just let your heart pray and cry out to God this morning. Oh Lord, change me. Oh Lord, change me. Change me. Here's a testimony. I am changed. Listen to the lyrics of the song. I think it'll be a blessing to you.
My soul has been
is a praise God. And that's not through human effort. All we can do is just open our hearts to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I cannot do anything for myself when it comes to changing my heart and soul and cleaning up my heart so that it's pleasing to God. Oh, I know what some people would say. I am my self-made man. I can do a lot of changes. I can make resolutions and keep them. Certain habits I can determine within my own self-will and break them. Well, there may be many things that we can do on a human level. But what I'm talking about is we can never change our own hearts where it is pleasing in God's sight. We may make a lot of other changes and discipline ourselves in certain areas and be a well-disciplined person and leave God out of it and just in my own human effort and succeed in those areas. But I can never change my heart to the point where it is pleasing to God, because the only thing that pleases God is when the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, covers me and cleanses me and washes me. And you know what? There is no deterrent. There is no cleansing power effective enough to cleanse a sinner's heart except the blood of Jesus. I think I just want to pray for you. And as I pray for you, you pray for me. And together, let's just slip into the presence of a living Savior and let Him touch our lives and change us today. I want to be changed for the better by His power and mercy and grace. Don't you? Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace and mercy today with the assurance that it is God's will to bless us more than what we want to be blessed, to help us more than what we want to be helped, and that God is not reluctant to meet our every need and to help us and to come to us in the right time to touch our hearts and souls. We know that it is our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We know that our Father is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we know that it is God's will to take our hearts, every one of us, in this time of morning devotions, and change us for the better. Oh God, take out those feelings and motives and drives of jealousy and hatred and lust and malice and selfishness and bitterness and everything else negative that brings ruin to our hearts and lives, that hamper us in our walk with God. Forgive us, cleanse us, wash us, make us as white as snow, and change our hearts, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. It is your miracle, not ours. And Lord, we believe that today as we are here in your presence, you work that change within us, not us. You work that change. Help us to love when we can't love. Help us to believe when doubts and fears are everywhere. Do for us what only heaven's grace can do, and human effort never could. As we are here in the presence of the Lord, bless my friends wherever they are as they're listening to this time of morning devotions. Put your arms around them, lift them up, pour out your spirit upon them. In Christ's name, amen.
Surely I can say
Enjoyed being with you as we've shared together these 30 minutes of devotions. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. The name of the program, Morning Devotions. Have a good day. God bless you. Walk close to the Lord. Love Him with all your heart. Just say, "Here I am, Lord. Take me, all of me." Amen.